getting the most out of 4-H. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. As most young people enter high school and then on to college, obviously there are many more extracurricular activities they become involved with, and many times their involvement with 4-H starts to fade. But as Chuck Denny reports, this important youth organization still has a place beyond high school.
Getting crafty in their old age. These UT students are still young compared to most of us, but they are adults now. While their grade school days of 4-H are behind them, that doesn't mean they stopped serving their communities. Here they make picture frames for the residents of a nursing home. Each month, the group puts together a different craft for the people there. Amy Gallimore is with the state 4-H office.
These are really good quality students who really want to give back to their community. And not because that's what we, you know, have taught them or instilled in them, but that's really a part of who they are.
Collegiate 4-Hers like Courtney Holder could be doing something else right now. But to her, this is what the organization is all about. She's also interested in pursuing community service in her career. Courtney is a PR major at UT.
The one thing that got me interested in public relations is because I was looking for a career path where I could work with possibly a nonprofit organization or some type of organization, company, corporation, where I would be able to give back in some way.
4-H involvement doesn't have to end with high school graduation. In fact, collegiate 4-Hers here at UT, like Ryan Hensley, say that now they're adults, they can accomplish a lot.
When you're younger, you have restrictions on what you can and can't do. Money, parents, whatever it may be, you definitely can make more of an impact just because you have more resources available to you as you get older.
There are collegiate 4-H clubs also at UT Martin and MTSU. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.